Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Psachim Daf Choftes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the third line of the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of speaking about the concept of the Mokav Shenogu, place that it has a minuk. So the Gemara says, Yoishvim Asasolos Shel Goy B'Shabbos. There's no Isser to sit on a bench of a Goy on Shabbos when the Goy is selling. That's what Gamliel did in Akoi. He sat on a bench of a goy. So he told him, our minig is we don't sit on the bench of a goy because it looks like he's participating in the sale of the goy. He didn't want to tell him that you're allowed to do it. He just got up and stopped sitting on that bench. And Reb Chaim comes to explain why it was mutter if they had a minik, either because the minik was a mistake, or the pshat is that their minik was a good minik, but he didn't have to go that minik because he continued keeping the minik of his own mokrim. He just didn't want to be mishani, but he had machlekes like we saw in our Mishnah. Ma'isebi Yehuda over Hillel Bonov Shom Gamliel. Yehuda and Hillel, the sons of Ram Gamliel, shnechasu lechotz v'mechatz bekavul. They went to a bathhouse in a place called Kavul. Amulam, they told him over there, by us, two brothers don't bathe together. They didn't say it's mutar, and so they kept the minig of that place. They were walking on Shabbos in this area with shoes made out of gold. We don't do this. Why? Because someone's going to take out the shoe on Shabbos to show it to his friend. They didn't want to tell him it's mutar. They send it with their slaves to take it back home. Reb Chaim explains, because it's shvus be'almo, so they allow the slaves to do it. Says the Gemara, kiblu aleihem charomei Tverio, the fishermen of Tverio, v'groisi tziporin, the grinders of tziporin, and the shushe akoi, the ones who caught the small pieces, the wheat, sheloi lasos malacha b'chulu shemoyet, not to do malacha cholamoyet. Says the monika gruset tziporin the shushe akoi. We talk about grinding and cutting food that you could do that before shemtiv, so they understood why they didn't do the cholamoyet. But charomei Tverio, the ones the fishermen at Tverio, ainim maati misimchas aregel. If you don't catch fish on cholamoyet, they won't have fish for shemtiv. Says the Gemara, tzadu b'chaku, tzadu b'machmoyres. They could still catch fish, either with a hook or with a trap, not with a big net. They didn't make a big noise about it. Says the Gemara, afilu ken, einu b'mati m'simcha s'regel. Okay, but if they don't catch so much fish, so they're less simcha in the regel. Says the Gemara, v'eimu meikeloin, shem b'mati m'simcha s'regel. So Rav Eimi really screamed at them and said, you cannot do this minig of not fishing on Chol HaMoed because you're reducing the simcha of the regel. Says the Gemara, Golom Yimokom Lemokom Uvik Shulach Sobehem, meaning, when people have a certain minhag in a certain location, they moved out of that location, the whole group, and they want to change the minhag. Do you allow them to change because they changed the mokom? Ivo Kadol, go like the following, Tomar Rabo, Primeshu Kiblu Aleim Shulefarish Biyama Godol. Primeshu accepted themselves not to go on a boat, Biyama Godol, in the Mediterranean Sea. Also, Shon Lerebi, so their parents, our fathers, did not go, did not travel and see. But we need it for our business. Can we go? Can we travel? Can we sail? Because that was the meaning of your parents, you don't change it. What do you mean? They have a reason to change it. Why can they ask on the nether? There, the one who did the nether is the one who's doing a sheilo to be mati the nether. But here, avoy seichem nodru. The one who did the nether was the parents, not them. So they were koshkuni mutar. If it was only a nether of the fathers, it should be easier for them to be matir it. So they were mabchananyo lo minador. That's not the reason. Eli minador, Rebbe talmide de avyudo avoy. Rebbe the talmide de avyudo. The avyudo oma asu efash b'yama godol. He said that Minadin, you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to sail Yamagotol because of Sakono. So that's why Rebbe did not allow it. Now the riot with the story is because the children moved to another place. That's why you have to head over there, that's Shita Rebbe Chananel. So if they move to another place, that's a raya. You still have to keep a minhag even when you move to another place. But the maskar of the Gemara is, was because of a minhag, it was because we ikar din was usur, so there's no raya from the story. Continues the one that Chotesa with base and asks, Rishim Eloki Shol Abirchanon, Veheino usur Mishum Baal says, Goydidu. We learned in the Mishnah that places where they do melacha and Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do it. The place they don't do, you don't do it. What about lo is going to do, which the Chazal darshan, lo itasu agudus agudus. You should not have a separation in Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael should have different groups doing different things. So here he's saying some do melacha, some don't do melacha. Answers the Gemara Malay, Bishar she'elo yisiv kebechamai ve'elo yisiv kebechilo. Says no. Lo yisiv going to do is, when you have a machlokes bechilo bechamai, some do like bechamai, some do like bechilo, that's agudus agudus. But here, which is a minik be'almo, it's not agudus agudus, some have the minik, some don't. Says the Gemara, the example that you bring in Bechal and Bechil is not a good example. Why? Bechal and Bechil ain't a loch like a Bechil. There are lochas like a Bechil, so some that do like Bechal are doing Shaloi Kedin. You want to bring me an example that where they're doing the right thing, but they should still not do it because of a goodness of goodness. So says the Gemara, Malay, Bechal, She'ei, Lois, Karmeir, Ve'ei, Lois, Karmeir. And you'll bring another example. You have groups of people who are going like Karmeir, groups that are going like Karmeir. That's when we said it's not the right thing to do. Ask the Gemara the same question. That's not a good example. That's because they're not going like halacha. Because we pass in Rameir Rabbeisi, halacha like Rabbeisi. Okay, I'll tell you what we're talking about. Trade tonin inun al der Rameir, ve trade tonin inun al der Rabbeisi. Meaning, we have two opinions, what Rameir held, and two opinions what Rabbeisi held. Machlok is Rameir Rabbeisi, we don't know exactly what was the Shita of Rameir, what was the Shita of Rabbeisi. There's two Tanas that are arguing what Rameir held, and two Tanas that are arguing what Rabbeisi held. So now they have some groups going like this, some groups going like this. That's what he said, Lois is going to do. So Gemara says, with the Minhag, you're okay to change it. The Machlok is there is, the Malchios that we say in Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippurim of Yovel, where do we say it? Do we say in Kedushas Hayoyim, meaning part of the middle of the fourth brach of Shmoneh Esrei that speaks about Kedushas Hayoyim, or you say in Kedushas Hashem, meaning Be'at HaKadosh? So here you have a machlokes, and we see the two groups are doing two different things. What about Lois is going to do? Homele Shani, that's different. If you did a little different, you yotze. If you said Malchus, it's Sev Dusha Sayyim, Dusha Hashem, or vice versa, still yotze the bracha. So therefore, when you could still do two groups doing two different things because they both really agree with each other. So the Gemara, Purim, what about Purim? Are we Elu Kurim by Yudalit? Elu Kurim by Tezvav? The regular cities read in the Yudalit, and the ones who Mukavas Chomma and Moshe Shua Binun, they have a wall around them, they read in Tezvav. What about Agudas Agudas? Omalei Mishi Sidir Ta Mishnah Somcha LeMikra. The one who brought the Mishnah, he attached it to the Pasuk. It says Mishpacho, Mishpacho, different families, Medina, Medina, Veir, Veir. To tell you that there's different times for different cities, meaning it's Exeris HaKosov that you have to differentiate between the cities. So there's no riot or regular din that we have. So according to this, the Gemara concludes that when you have a machlekes, you should not separate, like it's going to do, but if it's two different minhagim, then you could. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, in the beginning said, you go the Chumra. If he goes from a place that has the minhag not to do malacha, to a place that doesn't, he has to not do malacha. And if he himself did not have the minhag, but now he goes to a place that does have the minhag, he can't do the malacha. But then it says, then the Mishnah concludes, it says, Ali Shani Pnei Machlekes, don't change because of machlekes. And the Gemara right now understands that it means that if a person usually does not work on Erev Pesach and he goes to a place they do work, so then he should work in order to avoid the machlokes. So the Gemara says, Gemara asks, Nichay mokum shoyisim, mokum shoyinoyisim. A person goes to a place where they do work, to a place they don't do work. It's understood that if he's going to work, he's going to make a machlokes. But mokum shoyinoyisim, mokum shoyisim. He goes to a place they don't have work, they don't work Erev Pesach, and he goes to a place they do have work, meaning they work on Erev Pesach. So you tell him he has to work. Why? V'yivotel, tell him not to do work. Shrei kamam batelim yishle boysam okam, meaning there's always in every city there's people that are not working. So why, if he doesn't work, he'll bring a machlekes? And Rav Chaim adds that more than that, Gemara already has, in addition to this, also a steer, it's a contradiction in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah beginning says you go to Churmo, and now he says you try to not to avoid the machlekes. And so the Gemara of Seim Mishah B'yichanon b'matmiyah, meaning somebody who always does the malacha. And when he doesn't work, it's something very clear that something is different over here. He's not someone who's a batel. And when he doesn't work, it's clearly because he's stopping himself from working for a reason of a minhag. So therefore there, because of the machlekes, he should work if he's in a location where people work on Erev Pesach. It says Reb Chaim, that answers the contradiction. The beginning of the Mishnah says you always go l'churmo if it doesn't bring a machlekes. But if it brings a machlekes, so then you should go even l'kula. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Pesachim Dav Chov Tes.